Schools across this province need more substitute teachers. The English School District put out the call earlier this month to say they're looking for extra subs in all regions of Newfoundland and Labrador. You might have thought there were lots of teachers looking to pick up substitute work, but sometimes there isn't anyone to fill in when teachers are away or sick. Teachers Union President Dean Ingram says it's happening more and more, and he joins me on the line this morning. Good morning, Dean Ingram.
And good morning to you.
What's the situation right now, as you would describe it, with substitutes in Newfoundland and Labrador?
Well, certainly concerning. I mean, there was a point in time where this was something that we saw occurring primarily in the rural parts of the province, some more isolated communities. But we're getting it happening more and more in our urban and semi-urban areas. I mean, we had reports of this occurring in the Metro St. John's area, something that I think a few years back no one would ever envision that to be the case. But it certainly is the case. Certainly in specialty areas. In fact, it was a topic of discussion at our most recent Joint Council and Provincial Executive meetings this past week about some of the concerns and some of the problems and implication it has when schools don't have access to substitute teachers to replace teachers that are absent for valid reasons.
So what are some situations you've heard about?
Well, I know that in the Metro St. John's area, I mean, when it comes down to French immersion classrooms, that's certainly challenging. There are times there. I most recently received a copy of an email where one of the schools here in the Metro St. John's area was simply saying that we just don't have access to substitutes and outlining a protocol as to what would happen if there were additional teachers that were unavailable for that day. The situation manifests itself is that when those teachers aren't available, there's changes and modifications that have to happen in the school schedule, and that creates a ripple effect throughout the entire system.
So what kinds of changes and modifications might need to be made?
Well, it could mean that teachers, for example, are redirected from other duties. It could mean that IRT personnel are redirected to cover classes. It could mean school counselors, school administrators. We know that doubling up of classes has to occur periodically. At the end of the day, there are students that would be receiving services that their service delivery is going to be compromised. And these are things that are problematic.
Now, you've referenced St. John's a couple of times. What about outside of St. John's in some of the more rural areas of our province and larger towns, too, like Stephenville, Grand Falls, Windsor?
Absolutely. And in the Stephenville area, I know that's been a concern all throughout this year. I've gotten reports in that general area about how it's created some problems. Our rural parts of the province, I mean, some of our more isolated communities, certainly this is something that's been happening and not available to substitutes. These teachers are certainly taxed as it is, and I think this certainly speaks to some of the reasons why we're having some of the problems, but I can circle back to that in a few minutes. But at the end of the day, it is a problem throughout our entire province right now.
So who is supervising classrooms when substitutes just can't be found?
Well, what happens is teachers are being redirected for the most part. They're redirected, and that means that it could mean that a teacher that would have been using time to prepare for their classes, do other work, that's taken away. Of course, that means that their ability to adequately prepare for their class during the workday is certainly being cut short. IRT personnel, as I mentioned, being redirected, students, teachers that would have been servicing students that need these supports, these teachers are being redirected to cover classes. These are all things that happen throughout the system.
What about the use of retired teachers?
I think that's certainly something there is that does happen, and I think that might be one way in which this problem could be alleviated if there was a means of which that process of approving retired teachers could be streamlined somewhat, and certainly that's something we're actively engaged in discussions on. But I would want to stress those are short-term fixes. I think a more important thing is we have to realize that whenever any jurisdiction, any profession has issues surrounding recruitment and or retention of professionals, that comes down to a function of what the working conditions are for that position, but also the compensation attached to it. I think internationally, certainly nationally in the Atlantic region, we're seeing reports across this country, across the globe, of issues surrounding teacher recruitment and retention. Teaching is becoming more and more challenging to recruit people to actually go into the profession. Those are realities. We see that in a number of different jurisdictions, not just Newfoundland and Labrador, but certainly in Newfoundland and Labrador, that's certainly something I'm well focused on.
So it wasn't so long ago, though, that it seemed like there were a lot of people looking for work as substitutes. So what happened to all the subs?
I think there's a number of things at play, not the least of which is, as I mentioned, there are other jurisdictions that have actively been recruiting teachers from this province. It's certainly something that our graduates, our teachers are well-trained, highly professional, in fact, arguably the best in the country, and our teachers are very well-respected outside this jurisdiction. And these are things that are happening. We know, of course, in British Columbia and Alberta, there was a drive to actually recruit teachers, similar for other parts of Atlantic Canada, and certainly across the globe. I think that's part of it. I think the other thing is that teaching is becoming more and more challenging, and it's becoming less attractive for as a profession for a number of individuals. And so, recruitment and retention is a real concern.
I wanted to mention or ask you or come back to your point about the retired teachers. You say that relying on retired teachers is not a long-term solution. How much more are we relying on retired teachers now than we did 10 years ago?
Oh, undoubtedly, it's becoming more and more a reliance. But again, one of the problems with this is the means and the things that have to go through in the substitute teachers getting access to them. The means by which they are actually approved is becoming more and more problematic.
So what's the solution then, Dean?
In the short term, I think there needs to be a means by which that process gets streamlined. I think that would certainly be assistance in the short term. But I stand by this, is I think one of the biggest things we need to seriously look at in this problem is that we want to ensure that qualified professionals are available to teach, arguably our most precious resource. These are things that had to be looked at, and working conditions, compensation levels, the respect for this profession as the profession that it is, respect for our members' professionalism. These are all things that I think have to be entrenched in it to make teaching the profession that is attracting and recruiting and retaining our best young teacher candidates to actually stay in the profession and go forward.
All right, Dean Ingram, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome.
That's Dean Ingram. He is president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. And we did ask for a response, actually for an interview from the Newfoundland and Labrador English School District. However, that our request for an interview was turned down. They did provide us with some information. They say the need for substitute teachers fluctuates throughout the year, and there's a variety of factors as to why that happens. They say since advertising through social media last week, they had several candidates come forward to help meet the need, including four in the Western region. They say there are about 230 substitute teachers registered in the Western region right now and 290 substitutes listed in the Central region. But they haven't had any new ones come forward in the Central region since the social media post that they did last week. They say there are shortages of guidance counselors and teachers with subject-specific expertise. So Dean Ingram mentioned their French immersion and special education. And they say that's an issue that has traditionally been confined to rural and remote regions, but they are now seeing it in urban areas as well.